oh, somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million a year.
That's incredible.
From, and it hadn't been but 30-something years ago.
This, the Delta is probably the richest farmland in Mississippi, isn't it?
It depends on what you want to raise. Yeah, it's out in the hills. We could raise some corn. It raised good corn down at the bottom in the sandy loam soil. And the hill size was the silky soil. It was too thin. It didn't have enough in it to raise good corn. So mm-hmm. had to put the corn down in the bottoms, but it would raise cotton up on the hill. But now we got plenty of good sandy loam soil in the Delta. Mm-hmm. Out of that 6,000 acres, it's about 2,000 acres of good sandy loam soil, which is some of the best soil in Mississippi, I reckon, for far as raising cotton. Mm-hmm. It must be, because I won the 5-acre cotton contest 3 years in a row. And this is a contest which all farmers in Mississippi enter. It's kind of headed up by State College, mm-hmm. since it's a agriculture state, and State College is our agriculture college. Mm-hmm. So they headed up this 5-acre cotton contest. So the first year I entered it, I won first place. So we had to go up to state. Me and Harris Swayze that you were talking about a while ago. Harris Swayze, uh-huh. one that you was talking about, and James Coleman, we had to go up there and tell how we did this and what all you do to it to make this cotton make as good as it does. Mm-hmm. So that year, I won it with 2 bales to the acre, which back then was pretty good cotton. Mm-hmm. We come out of the hills out there, we raised about 1/4 bale to the acre. And you get in the Delta and we raise some, a good crop was 1 bale to the acre. Mm-hmm. But this was one with 2 bales to the acre. And then the next year, I won it with 3 bales to the acre. Mm-hmm. And the county agent counted it the first year. And the second year, he had to have somebody to come out here with him to help him count it, because they thought maybe it was a nigger in a wood pile there. Mm-hmm. Something was going wrong. Had the same guy win it 2 years in a row. So I won it with a little over 3 bales to the acre. And the next year, I won it with 4.22 bales per acre. And this was kind of unreal. So the county agent come out, and one of the guys from State College, he said, well, if he's done won it again, I'm going to go down and see why he's winning it every year. So he come down here and said the cotton just couldn't be that good, so he counted it himself. They saw that we did win it. So I got up at State College that time to make my talk. And we all made our talks, they presented the prize money. And they had split my prize money, which I was supposed to get first place. Mm-hmm. They had put first place and second place together and split it and mm-hmm. give it to me and another guy there. I told them I wouldn't enter anymore if that's the way they felt about it. That's the only game besides horseshoes I've ever known close counties. This other guy, they wasn't even close really, but they just was trying to discourage me from winning it anymore. So that was the last year that I entered a 5-acre cotton contest. But this was done right down the road here, about 2 miles, and it's some of the best soil in the Delta.